She got me so damn blind that I can't see. I really don't know what she's doing to me. From what I'm told, I'm not alone. She got plenty more just hanging on. I got to leave that woman alone.
She's so dangerous. That's me and Esmeralda. We're so dangerous. That's Wayne Baker Brooks, who joins us live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are setting up equipment, microphones, and all the accoutrement for the guitar, the keyboard that JT's got behind me. And Wayne's going to make his way over to the chair whenever he gets a chance. Just take your time. Just take your time, my friend. Lovely to have you back in the studio. This is your third appearance.
I feel like I'm at home now.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's how we like everyone to feel. Even if it's their first time, feel like you're at home.
We don't have no blues man drinks today, though.
I know. Sorry. It's a Monday night. You were here on a Friday was what happened. We had some of our friends from 985 here when you were joining us last time. We played Friday nights are a party. We play What's in the... We save it all up. We build to Friday.
Right.
But I think starting with you on a Monday is a glorious thing.
Hey, Blue Monday.
Blue Monday. It feels like it. Tell us about this, the All-Star Blues Bash that's coming up.
Oh, man. February 13th at Dorothy Minker Theater, I will have two Blues Hall of Fame legends performing with me and my band. Bobby Rush, who has 17 Blues Music Awards, Grammy nominations. He has hit records. I think he have like 3 hit records.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Louis Walker, who used to be on Alligator Records.
Okay.
And myself and Sean Holt.
Wonderful. And this is it's a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day with someone you love.
Yes, exactly.
Listen to some blues, feel just the music go right in, you know, into your heart, into your soul.
Yeah,
that's the whole
point
of it.
Make it shake it what your mama gave you.
That's exactly right. I'll save that for off the air, though. We are live streaming. People see it every night about 10 to 2 a.m. We'll make it, I shake it, whatever. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up?
South side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Inglewood. Yep, Inglewood.
Do people all make that face when you say Inglewood?
No, right?
The face I just made. Nobody else
has survived.
You were the only one that saw, except unless you're watching live stream, was the eyebrows up, ears, what? I'm sorry, Inglewood?
I survived, yes.
Wow. I mean, that's the attitude. I mean, what do you think about our city when it comes to neighborhoods like yours growing up? Does it ever feel like we just assume turn our backs?
Sometimes I feel that way, but, you know, when you come from, you know, that environment, it makes you really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't worry about what other people think. You just try to survive.
Focus, yeah.
You try to survive and get out of there.
Because resentment doesn't play into it if you're going to
sometimes,
make, yeah?
But you just got to do what you got to do. You know, be safe.
Yeah.
While
come
doing
closer
it.
To your, come closer to your microphone.
Yeah, be safe while doing it.
Well, that's kind of a good rule of thumb for anything, isn't it? So you grew up in Inglewood. Where after Inglewood?
Morgan Park. We lived in Washington Park, mm-hmm. Morgan Park, Inglewood.
So South Side, huh?
South Side, all my life. White Sox. Sorry.
No, you need to be sorry. I love baseball. So
yeah, right on.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't have any hate for Cubs fans, do you?
No, not at all. Actually,
you and Mark DiCarlo are very good friends.
You can't have
any hate for the Cubs.
That's my buddy, and actually, one of my buddies worked for the Cubs too.
Okay.
So that I went to high school with. So Mark is like, "Hey, man, give me some tickets, man."
I know Mark's called me before. I'm like, you know, we don't carry the Cubs anymore. I don't do about that. You know, one of the most wonderful things I've ever seen, Craig, was at a street fair in Venice, in LA, Venice Beach, and I look up, I see Mark DiCarlo, Yenny Alvarez, and Wayne Baker Brooks wearing a Bears jersey. It's hot too, right? It was like I had just been made fun of for showing up in tights, boots, and a you know, pretty warm dress. Here he's wearing like layers. Weren't you hot as hell?
No, I wasn't actually. It was just a t-shirt up under the jersey,
right?
My Walter Payton jersey.
That's
by
right.
The way,
yeah. Okay, can we talk? Go ahead. But you didn't feel that hot?
Not at all. But I had to represent. You know, I'm from Chicago, and I represent Chicago everywhere. I go. I've been to 39 countries.
What's your favorite besides ours?
Amsterdam.
Oh, little red light district.
Amsterdam, good time. Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Copenhagen in Denmark?
I've been to Copenhagen.
It's great.
I've been to Denmark. I love Denmark.
Yeah, it's a spectacular place.
And I also love Paris. Paris, oh my God.
I haven't been.
Yes, Paris is a lot of fun.
We should broadcast. Can we broadcast from, what do you think the remote cost would be to broadcast from Paris? You think that?
I'm just going to
Bob Ferguson, our engineer tonight, you think we could broadcast from Paris? That'd be an easier.
Y'all just book me to play, we do a live show, and you host, and we talk.
We spare no expense. I'm pretty late.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It'd be just fine.
I kind of feel like we do. I think we spare. I kind of feel like we do. So you mentioned that you always represent Chicago wherever you go.
Yep.
So the Bears jersey, you always wear Sweetness, number 34.
Yep.
So I have a question about yesterday's game, the commercials. It was very exciting to see Richard Dent in that bright, bold, mustard-colored blazer. Did you see that?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, they showed all the MVPs from the last 50 years.
Oh, I did not see that part. I must have been going to get a drink or something.
All right. That was before the game. But I had an issue with, there were several commercials. There was one where they were, was it Joe Namath that was talking about the whole 50 years and all the clips going back and why it was called the Super Bowl. And they were showing all these great plays. No Bears. No Bears.
Man, Chicago.
Not a moment. And then they had the Super Bowl babies. Did you see this commercial? No Bears babies.
Yeah, see.
No, I don't understand.
How come they don't have the Super Bowl here in Chicago?
Oh, well, that's because they hate people hate how much we love our one championship season. They hate on it. Like, you can't let it go.
Hey, well, we rang the blood out of the stone. We did the Super Bowl shuffle.
But it was so good.
It was.
So good.
It was. If it wasn't for Miami, we would have went 16-0.
Exactly, which is how the Panthers felt. If it wasn't for who did they lose to this year?
Was it the Seahawks?
We don't even know. Well, remember the Dolphins?
They did also lose the Super Bowl. So
they lost two games.
Yeah.
They lost the one that counted.
Yeah. Oh man, I heard somebody was a sore loser too.
Yeah. What did you see? I didn't see any footage. I saw him crying. Right, because I believe Mark Carmen was taking bets, Greg, that Peyton Manning would cry. Either way, right? If he won, he would cry, and if he lost, he would cry. But it was Cam who was inconsolable on the bench.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess when your head is, you know, pumped up a lot, you know, you get that false sense of security.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of conversation today about him walking out on the press conference. And
yeah, that's not cool, man. Well, you have kids looking up to you, and they were really looking for him to win. And
and to lose gracefully.
Right. You know what I mean? You have to really like lose gracefully in front of, especially if you're a role model and you say you're a role model.
Right. Does he say he's a role model?
Well, yeah, he does a lot with kids.
Who goes and just says they're a role model? It's something other people call
you. Well, yeah, true, but he's accepted it.
He's put it out there.
Yep.
We are talking to Wayne Baker Brooks, who has an event coming up this Saturday, February 13th, at the Dorothy Manker Theater, and that's in Moraine Valley Community College.
Yep. Excellent. Southwest.
And that's going to be again at the Dorothy Manker Theater at 7:30 on the 13th. Some music and more conversation when we return on Pretty Late Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. It is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and we were proud and excited to welcome Wayne Baker Brooks and JT to our studio. Here they are playing Mystery.
Follow you. Can I see where you go? The more I find out about you, baby, the more I got to know. I keep turning the pages, but the story's still untold. Don't you walk away from me before everything unfolds. I always gonna be. Just a mystery to me. If I can see what you see, if I
I can only read your mind. I wonder where I'd be. I wonder what I'd find. I want to know your secrets. I want to know where you hide. Just open on up to me and let me come on inside. Are you always gonna be? Mystery to me. Just a mystery to me. Bridge. Or just a sleight of hand. I'm watching everything you do, but I still don't understand. You keep on leaving me in a state of confusion. Is your love real, or is this just an illusion? Are you always gonna be a mystery to me? Get the mystery to me. Get the mystery to me. Get the mystery to me.
That's Wayne Baker Brooks and JT live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, giving us a little taste of what you'll enjoy on Saturday night, this Saturday, February 13th, 7 p.m. at the Dorothy Manger Theater. And you can go to moraine valley.edu for more information. Call the box office at 708-974-5500. One more time with that number. It's 708-974-5500. They're going to be at the Dorothy Manger Theater at the Moraine Valley Community Center. By the way, Craig, I'm going to need everybody that comes in, every band that joins us, to have a poster so I have all the information. I just realized I'm a pictures girl. You need to lay everything out for me. Just vibrant. I can like, oh, look, and it's there, and there's the number. Yeah, this is going to be... Wayne, could you please just pass this along to all the other performers that you think might be coming to the show? This is pretty much... Have you ever heard me be more concise about...
No, you nailed every part of that. Yeah, that's great.
I don't think I've ever been that concise.
Wow.
I probably shouldn't revel in getting something right. I should... You know, you're supposed to just be smooth about it, right? Just like it's a matter of fact. No, when I get it right, I got to really highlight that. So this is a big event this Saturday night. It is the All-Star Blues, and I've got Bobby Rush and Joe Louis Walker, Wayne Baker Brooks, of course, and Sean Holt. We're taking a few moments. JT, you can come on over. You don't have to just stay locked in behind that keyboard. Come and take Wayne's chair over here. There you go. Yeah, you know, we had to sort of rig things up. It is strange when I took my headphones off to take a few photos of our musicians. And it's weird. I didn't realize that you can't hear the keyboard. It happens every time we have a keyboard in the studio. We have to plug them right directly into the board.
Imagine.
I know. I can hear you banging away at it. But man, when I put my headphones on to what the listeners heard, come over here. Why, how many times do I have to tell them, Wayne? come and grab a seat right there.
He's a Cali guy. You know?
There you go. Grab a chair. Yeah, come in to talk to us, JT.
Okay, I'll be happy to.
Thank you very much. Get close into that microphone because, yeah, we hang out. We got some time. How are you doing, JT?
Oh, I'm doing good. Nice little surprise.
He's done radio. He just tonight. That's all. He's like, right there. That's my height. This is the appropriate place.
I'm an engineer as well.
So. Oh, well, wonderful. Where are you from originally?
Southern California. Desert area, Mojave Desert.
Oh, just that. Your parents just stopped the RV and just thought, this seems like a good place.
Kind of. The freeway came to an end. The freeway ended out in the middle of nowhere, and that's where they decided to settle.
Why are you here with the snow?
Well, actually, I'm playing a show tomorrow night with another band. Can I plug it, Wayne?
Yeah. Please.
I'm playing with Albert Lee, the guitar player, at City Winery tomorrow night.
Lovely. That's a great venue.
Yeah, I look forward to it. It's for our first time there. So.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
City Winery.
And Wayne and I are old friends. So
Wayne's got a lot of friends.
Yes, he does. He gets around.
He gets. We went out one night. Craig, were you with us when we were trying to find a 4 a.m.? It was there were several of us, it was Elliot. It was Elliot, DiCarlo, Wayne, and I were trying to find. And we just kept walking. We got thrown out of one place because we weren't dressed appropriately.
What about Kingston Mines?
Hard to believe.
Yeah, we were not. I think
Kingston Mines a fun 4 a.m. that's also bluesy?
But it was
fun. We ended up there.
No, did you really that night? Oh, when after I left you, you went to another bar?
Yeah, well, Chicago is known for walking up at 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, sun up.
You still need another drink at 9 in the morning in Chicago. You're right about that.
DiCarlo just wanted a beer, and we went in search of one. We walked all the way. We went to the Redhead Piano Bar, right?
Yep.
And then that was where we were not dressed appropriately, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. Who was not dressed? Was it me?
I think it was me.
Was it you?
It's always me.
Yeah.
Did you have your gang colors on?
I know, man. I look like a gangbanger. People think I'm a gangbanger, man.
Do you get that when you go out?
I get that a lot. No, you know what? Down in the South, they think I'm the police.
Oh, really?
You're too clean cut.
I'm too clean cut. I literally was at the club, and this one dude with like 17 other guys, he came, stood right in my face, looked me dead in the eye and go, "We better leave because the police here, man." And I go, "Wait a minute, man. I want to have some fun too, you know? What's going on?"
Why, you ruined it for everybody.
I know. So everybody
left.
Oh,
man.
I'm down in Louisiana, used to the clubs closing at 9 in the morning, and they club close at 1.
So in Chicago, they're shutting you out, and in the South, they shut it down because of you.
Yeah. Oh. I think I'm the police. Everywhere I go, they think I'm the police, actually.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You got that look. You got that, follow the rules kind of look.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think they look at you as a bad cop?
They probably do.
Right?
They probably do.
Don't mess with him. Yeah, not only is he a cop, but he's on the take.
He looks tough.
Where's my envelope? Give me my envelope.
We've seen too many movies. We've seen way too... And we've lived in Chicago our whole lives. Hi, Chicago. We love our police department. It's the movies. More after this. By the way, did you see that Prius commercial? We'll talk about that later. More after this on 720 WGN. Right now, it is time for some music and some riffing. Craig is blown away already by this. I'm excited to hear some music from Wayne Baker Brooks and JT. Here they are with "Everything Gonna Be All Right."
Let me hear you.
here I am, all locked up in love again. Here I am, all locked up in love again. I wanna love my baby, but she wants to love another man.
Yeah, Wayne Baker Brooks and JT. Right. Everything gonna be all right. I like. Here's the thing: of all the musicians that we have, because I never know when they're done. Wayne lets me know. That's it. That's in case you were wondering.
Boom.
Yeah, mic dropped. Done. So much fun. Really great music.
Right on.
And how many? Now, how many sets are you gonna play? How many songs?
Two sets.
You,
so one started at 7:30, and then we take a break. And then another set starts at 7:30, 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay. So you're doing two sets on Saturday night.
Yep, it's
night,
early. So. Yep, it's early.
That's still early.
Yep.
Now, again, this is going to be the All-Star Blues Bash at the Dorothy Manker Theater at Marine Valley Community College. You can call 708-974-5500 to reach their box office. Again, that's 708-974-5500. Or go to marinevalley.edu to get more information about this show, the All-Star Blues Bash, featuring Bobby Rush, Joe Louis Walker, Wayne Baker Brooks, and Sean Holt. Rising blues star. Is that 20 years old? How old is a rising blues star these years?
Yeah. Well, for blues, it's a little older.
Okay, good. Yeah, because blues has no cap. No.
It doesn't.
Because you get more, life gets harder. You have more to say as you get older.
Yes. I think the more older you are, the more blues you have.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, there's a similarity, and I'm guessing you and Mark DiCarlo have talked about blues and comedy, because comedy is tragedy plus time equals. That really sucked. Which is why whenever I see like a young comic, I'm like, you don't even, I mean, like I had nothing, I never talked about politics when I was in my 20s because no one was going to take me seriously either. Right. I hadn't had the mileage.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know,
I didn't have the perspective. Yeah. But that's the thing about blues too, is you can, the older you get, the more you can have that pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And experience as well, you know.
Well, just
you know
musically.
What you do and say musically.
Yeah. How, what's your process like when you're writing music?
Usually sometimes the lyric comes first, you know.
Do you make yourself sit down? Do you schedule time for a Wayne?
No, I
say
wait,
Wayne,
I
you touch yourself and say, Wayne, sit down.
Sometimes I do that when I go with, you know, when I go and write with others, I would do that. But when I'm on my own writing, I wait for it to hit me.
Okay.
You know, I wait for it to hit me. Yeah. I always think that, you know, God always give me little gifts. Sometimes I dream songs. And I'll be in the dream, and I'll be, like, writing the lyrics down. And in my dream, I'm like, man, when you wake up, you better remember this.
And do you have moments where you're like, what was it?
Yeah, well, usually I'll have a pen and pad by the bed.
Yeah.
And then I'll write every word note for note, and I will still have the music going on in my head. And then I'll make sure I get the last word down, and then I'll go right back to sleep.
I think everyone should have a pen and paper right next to it. Not your phone. Don't be typing no text to yourself. Yeah. You got to write it down, pen to paper, whether it's music or your dreams or something that occurred to you, you know? Because slumber is really a gift when it comes to those moments.
That's what I think. I really think it's a gift. When I've had like 3 songs come to me in a dream, and I've recorded 2 of them, and I'm still working on one right now, trying to record it right now. Yep.
You mentioned when you write with others. What is that process like when you sit down with other musicians?
It's, you know what? It's like therapy.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's funny when you get like an outside perspective too, isn't it?
Yes. So like, you know, like Bruce McCabe, who wrote Lie to Me for Johnny Lang, and he wrote some songs with Susan Tedeschi. And
I just heard some Susan Tedeschi at DeCarlo's house last week.
I wasn't
familiar. Really wonderful music.
Oh my God. She's wonderful. She's a good friend too. I really love her.
Craig just went, oh, we are going to need when she's passing through the studio, through the city.
Yeah, we got to take a break and hit him up for a lot of contact info. We got to do now.
Well, thankfully we had him on first.
Well, you know, so when I go to Minneapolis, you know, Bruce would literally say, you know, all right, you ready to write? And then he'll say, all right, have a seat on the couch. You can lay down if you want to. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, what's happening?
But then he literally takes his pen and pad, and he goes, so what's going on, Wayne? And then I'll tell him what's going on. It's all real stuff that we write. It's about real life stuff.
How do you take, and maybe because I need some help, I'm stuck in my writing. How do you take it without being literal? What is the transition for a musician?
You play with the
words. Right? I mean, Beyonce got literal when she said she had hot sauce in her purse, right? So that's like there's no interpretation there. She just carries, you know, Louisiana hot sauce, I guess, around with her.
Yeah.
But there are other ways to sort of have a visual that's a different interpretation of that kind of attitude, right?
Well, you know, it's all on what, for me, it's all what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I would make sure that whatever I'm going through and I write it down on the paper, that it don't sound cheesy. So I would like really play with the words. I'm a word craft.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, writing. I really do.
And see where it takes you.
And see, yes. You know, so I try to make sure that it, you know, rhyme and make sure the meaning stays within the story.
Right. It's not a forced rhyme, just a fit.
Yeah, it's just a fit, yes.
Right. How about you, JT? What's your process like?
Well, the word I would use is editing and re-editing and re-editing and re-editing.
Is it?
I can gush out some powerful feelings, but then kind of it doesn't come out in necessarily a transmittable form.
Mm-hmm.
And rewrite it and distill it down to how can you say the most with the least? And then are you saying it as poetically or is it too literal? And then.
Right.
Words that seem real literal. I'll see, is there another way to say that isn't so specific?
And with that kind of precision, is it a longer process than you've seen other musicians?
Infinite.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Are there ones that you started before you had gray hair?
Yes.
still missing a word here and a word there, yeah.
What are the collection of notebooks like for you? Is it just notebooks or are there napkins and paper bags? And
yeah, and now apps, iPhone apps and computer files that I'll never find again. Everywhere possible.
Oh, man. Now, what was the first instrument you ever played?
Piano.
It's always been piano?
Yeah, I was 5 years old. Although in my teen years, I wanted to be a guitarist.
Mm-hmm. It's more portable. It's hard to put a piano on your
Well,
so
all my heroes, Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, all my heroes were guitar players. This was maybe just pre-Elton John, so
there
was an example of a superstar piano player yet. So.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not great with music, but I'm trying to think. Liberace, Elton John. I mean,
well, Liberace Stevie was Wonder. My mother's favorite, which is why I took up piano to begin with.
Really?
But I really wanted to be a guitar player. It was funny. No matter how much I practiced, I'd hit the ceiling. But with the piano, I could just sit down and play it. It just was easy as pie. So infinite. So. Yeah. I had to surrender.
Do you think, what's your sense in that? Is it, because it is a neurological thing. It's sometimes just people's pathways lend themselves to being better at one thing.
Well, sometimes I indulge in the thought that in a past life I had played, and especially because some of the styles that I play, they're completely not available in my white bread background, you know.
Okay.
I don't know how I would learn to play piano in those styles, so I'm thinking I must have done it somewhere unsavory in a previous life. Something like that.
And you, Wayne, was the first thing you ever played? Was it a guitar?
Drums.
Drums.
Yes,
oh.
I used to help my dad write demo songs.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your dad, too.
Well, my dad is a blues master mm-hmm. here in Chicago, Mr. Lonnie Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was like 6 years old, that's as far as I remember, you know, putting together boxes and pots and pans for him while my brother played the bass line on the guitar. And he would have us, like, he'd say, keep that beat and don't move. Don't move it. Just stay right there.
Oh.
And he would write lyrics.
With that beat.
With that beat.
Wow.
And did you get credit?
No.
No liner notes for you? Nothing? Oh,
no,
man.
No, but
now we are. This is the way you get the credit. You say it on WGN.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I look in retrospect and be like, man, that's my first songwriting class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because he would, you know, say some words and sing it. And then he'd be like, what other word I can use? And then we'll chime in with a word and he'll laugh. And you know what? That'll work, you know. And, you know, most of that stuff ended up as demos for Alligator, which he got signed to like probably like 3 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it was my favorite album, of course.
Sure. You can hear yourself in there. Wait, that's me right there.
I was there.
I was there.
Yeah. So, you know, I switched to guitar when I turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
Because
also more portable. I've heard about the drum kits.
Yeah, well,
it's a bit of a beast.
The drum, I'm still a wannabe drummer. Mm-hmm. But
there's something just badass about it. But
I found a way to be able to talk with this guitar.
Oh, I think you have. I think you've succeeded in that.
Yes, and you know, I think it really saved me because, you know, I was into like, you know, drinking a lot, and you know, I was shy, and that was the way I would, like, you know, let it loose is just mm-hmm. drink. But now with the guitar, it's like I can let loose with my guitar, and yeah. I can talk, and, you know,
it
I'm
translates.
Not shy anymore,
right.
You know. So I think it was therapy.
It releases
blues
you.
Music, yeah, it mm-hmm. releases. Mm-hmm. It's therapy for me, man.
Are we, do you have more music when we come back? That's up to you guys.
Play some.
Play one more?
Play some
from
the album. Or...
All right, it's up to you. We'll figure it out during the break.
We'll play some from the album.
Yeah. More music and conversation when we come back with JT and Wayne Baker Brooks. They're appearing this Saturday, February 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Dorothy Manger Theater at Moraine Valley Community College. Go to morainevalley.edu. Or call their box office, 708-974-5500. More after this, 720 WGN. That's Tricks Up My Sleeve from Wayne Baker Brooks, joining us live in the Allstate Showcase studio, as well as JT. And we thank Jason Skaggs for agreeing to let us borrow his keyboard so JT could dazzle us with his spectacular music. Do you not like the word dazzle?
I love it.
It was a little, I don't know, I was trying to find a word. Dazzle, it does sound a little like you're going to put rhinestones on a jean jacket, but I apologize.
It's a little theatrical. But
It was a little theatrical.
Kind of like sparkle. You know?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's not that. Just thrill. How about thrill us with your musical skills? Thrill.
It's a little more manly, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And I feel bad. JT's in the children's chair again. Why is he? Do you not have a chair at all? Are you kneeling? No. Wayne, are you in a chair?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay.
I am. I had to look.
Am I sitting down? I don't know.
Is it that late?
Before I know that you traveled today, JT, so I don't want to keep you too late and let you get some sleep.
Very kind of you.
And but you know, both of you mentioned music and your parents. You mentioned that your mother was a big fan of Liberace's. Do you think that was a connection for you, was to sort of be able, like, and there's that sort of making mom happy moment too?
Completely. And I had learned to play by ear, and a lot of that was my mom
like
loving to sing, and she would sing these old songs like, you know, Accentuate the Positive, or Would You Like to Swing
on a Star, Carry
Moonbeams
Home in a Jar, and be better off than you are.
Your mom taught you too?
My dad loved Bing Crosby.
Well, my mom would sing those songs, and I'd be there trying to pick out
Craig said to the dumb one, "How do you?" He's like, "He's trying to figure out how I know that song, and I don't know Coldplay." So you.
So I would be picking them out by ear while she was singing them. So the connection between me learning, you know, wanting to learn out of love as opposed to being forced to do it or something, I think made a huge difference in my connection to the my musical voice.
Wanting to reach for more, find that excitement.
And finding the how much pleasure it could give somebody, especially somebody you cared about.
And Wayne, your dad was a professional, Lonnie Brooks, you know, was that something where you're like, I want to be like dad, or of dad's course. Bringing me into the circle?
Absolutely. The music was around the house 24 hours a day, and it was mostly like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Buddy Guy, Junior Wells, Luther Allison, Willie Dixon, Coco Taylor. I can go down the
line. Craig wants some of the people that at least are alive on that list. He would like to see if he can get those contacts.
Anyone we got connections to, just go ahead.
He's looking through your phone right now.
Yeah, exactly. Oops.
I was wondering where my phone was. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's a spectacular. Both of you obviously bring so much to the world of music, and thank you for bringing it to our studio.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, our pleasure.
And everyone can enjoy their dazzling. You are dazzling. I was going to say dazzling again. All of you should be bedazzled and bring your right to. Well, because we said Liberace. Now do you understand how I made this? Yes, see how I made the connection?
Yes.
And you're also going to be on this bill, on the show. You're not going to be there Saturday. We can see you at City Winery tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah. So go home and go to bed.
Yeah.
With Albert Lee at City Winery. Yes. Go to their website for more information. For the All-Star Blues Bash this Saturday night at 7:30, the Dorothy Manker Theater. And you can call the box office at 708-974-5500 or go to moraine valley.edu. And Wayne, let's do another show very soon and have you bring some of your friends again.
Oh, yeah.
But let us know what you need so Bob Ferguson, our engineer, can arrange everything the way you need.
Yeah, if I'd have known, I could bring my whole.
You see
band.
That? You got a lot of equipment for you.
Yeah.
That's all right. You know what? Miscommunication is my forte.